HippoLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
And was literally squashed by the man whose photo was spread by WhatsApp users.
He doesn't look as fat as I thought he was going to be. But that is a very small body.
Oh,
yeah, he does.
Obese night.
Well, my dad was fatter.
Squash my bro. Now he's dead. But 3 days later, he'll rise from his grave.
Is that a Jesus donkey?
This is not what happens.
This Jesus burrow. Happy Jesus burrow day. Happy Jesus burrow day.
Why is there a Jesus donkey?
Marie singing with this donkey swinging from Wrecking Ball was like synced up like to a T.
That donkey did come in like a Wrecking Ball. Donkey gif is amazing.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780.
Dale.
You don't have to do that. Or hashtag
Mr. Worldwide.
Stop it.
305.
Or hashtag Hippo Juice on the interwebs.
Or Yodo. Because you only Dale once.
Today is January 7th, 2015.
We're doing that? January?
Yeah, jam.
Yeah, I mean, these are some fat-ass wobbles.
These wobbles are fucking sick.
I'm impressed.
2015 is the year of fat wobbles.
I was not...
These wobbles
very obese wobbles.
Those wobbles obese. Have diabetes, Dutch.
These wobbles need to go on a diet. They're so fat.
You're
going to
lose a foot soon.
Yeah. joined as always by Marino, called me Sarkeesian Lopez.
I'm a Lopez now.
Sean Running Waters.
Yo.
John Santeri.
Royce, you're not going to call him the laser?
No, you know why? Actions speak louder than words. Did you hear that? Everyone knows he's the laser. I need to say it. And, of course, producer Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
All right.
I hate it.
Dutch, I want you to know that when Royce introduces every one of us, he points to the west. For you.
I do. I really do. I point specifically to the West for you. So
the West is completely in a deep freeze right now.
More like the breast coast.
It's awful.
Yeah, the even Florida's going to get below freezing for once ever.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys, not me.
I hate my
No,
life.
Not you. Not you, John.
Oh.
I mean, what do we want to talk about first? So we have a bunch of stories. Or do we want to see what's going on in people's personal lives? Like, John, I heard you got a tattoo.
Personal life.
Did.
I've been
talking about it for a while and got it done on my birthday.
Pics or get the fuck out?
Yeah, pics or get the fuck out.
Yeah, John, why aren't you on a hangout?
Because his grandma's internet is too slow.
John, did any of it get posted?
No, actually, there's an update to that. I had the computer fixed. Grandma went on. Downloaded a bunch of pictures off of like emails that she had stored.
How many viruses?
So many viruses.
It's a lot of fucking viruses. I mean, I don't know if you want to be doing that, but here's what I recommend. See if it's plugged in and have you tried rebooting it?
Okay.
Yeah, just kill your, option B is kill your grandma. Smother her with a pillow.
What I was telling. I was like, hey, grandma, you want to go
for a car ride? It's not a dog. You can't take her to the forest.
No, I was going to ask her if she wanted to go on the pier, you know, make a short trip on a long pier or a long trip on a short pier.
And John ended up killing his grandma at a Pier 1 import. So whatever, I mean.
John, don't kill your grandma.
Oh, God.
Unless you know you're already in the will.
Right.
Then I don't even think there is a will. I think this is just a bunch of scribble
scrabble. So write one up and kill her. What are you waiting for?
Idiot.
Give yourself the house, the cars, whatever she fucking owns. It goes to you, and then you offer. But don't do it because we'll get in trouble
for
that.
Yeah, no, don't do it. We're kidding.
Allegedly do it.
Do it. Don't do it.
Is that a subliminal message?
No, just don't kill your grandma. Do it.
Do it.
So, do you have any pictures of your tattoo?
Of your grandma?
I might. yeah.
Facebook announced anything.
I'm saving it, but
I hid stuff. Here's the thing.
Oh, why are you hiding things on Facebook? What are you five?
All your friends' cakes.
No,
that's not the thing. I actually sent you guys all messages the tattoo.
Right, I have it. He sent it.
Yeah, I did see it too. I saw it as well.
But the reason why it's not on Facebook is because, yes, I know I'm 32 years old.
But your parents?
Yes, I know I don't live with my family.
Your parents.
But I try so hard to gain their acceptance and whatnot that I feel I'm afraid to let them know that
John,
I got it.
Can I tweet the picture so that I can grab it socially and put it in our chat?
Can I tweet
yes,
the other?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I want to talk about the bigger problem here. John, how old are you?
32.
Okay. At some point, you have to not fucking worry about what your parents think and do what the fuck you want.
Can I tweet
I was
going to
say,
I'm
looking at your Facebook right now. I think all the pictures of you as Deadpool and grabbing a chick's boobs might piss them off a little bit more than a tattoo.
No, actually, it probably wouldn't.
I actually have family members that actually during the holidays, they're
you in a pool when you're five.
They kind of brought up the fact that I'm not friends with them on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, because it's my private life and I don't want you guys to be involved. It's like, oh, you can always just make a fake, you can always make a second Facebook. And I'm like, I already have one of those. I can't make any more. I actually, under my breath, I'm like, are we going to make this about you or are we going to have Christmas?
John, you're going to have fake passports because of your tattoo. Why don't you just be honest? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, dude, you're 32. Who cares?
Yeah. Do you know what? Do this right now. Send your mom a text of your tattoo. I want her to know you have it.
And your penis.
And your, not your well, penis.
The thing is, I want to send it to her when I get, because I have one more session left. So when it's fully done.
First then off, they're called sesh. Okay? We don't have time to say session. All right.
Yeah, it's a long word, bro. Too many syllables.
It's harder to say, I think.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Like plural? Like sesh?
Yeah, like shesh, seshish.
Yeah, I just had sesh the other day with this girl.
Shush.
Greta Van Susteren type of world.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I have tons of tattoos. I have to go in for sessions all the time.
What kind of tattoos do you have, Greta?
I mean, it's a lot of elephants.
You have a lot of Republican elephant tattoos on your body.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
also pot. I'm a huge Bob Marley fan. I just can't go libertarian, really.
Wow, Bob Marley?
Wow, that's very weird that you have all these Republican tattoos, but also pot tattoos.
It makes sense. Van Susteren, she's got to be high to talk like that all the time.
Who are you to judge me? You can't judge me.
Yeah. Or she was related to Sylvester Stallone. I don't know. John, you're so fucking buff.
I know. Look at how sexy John is.
Wait, is that sarcasm?
No!
Oh, my God!
You may be the most insecure person I know. No, that's not sarcasm. Right. I'm being legitimately serious.
God, he was so freaking buff, I couldn't believe it.
Thank you, Sports Talk Football.
Oh, my God.
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
I would gay marry you if I was gay.
Who's that cantankerous-looking old man behind you?
That is the 43-year-old man that tattooed my arm.
He's 43? He looks like he's 78.
He's doing good.
Look at his Converses.
His Converses?
Converses?
So was this your birthday present to yourself? Also New Year's present? Christmas present? Slash everything?
Yeah, all of those things that you just said, Marie.
Well,
now, what is a tattoo of and what does it represent?
It is my grandfather's family crest, so it's on my mom's side of the family.
Okay, let me get this straight for one second. You have a tattoo in honor of your family, but you're afraid to show it
to show your family.
To your family.
He's not afraid to show it. He wants to wait until it's done.
No, he said he was afraid.
And also that.
Kind of like all those things roped in together.
I feel like they would like that.
Yeah, it's not. I think it looks good. Be honest with you, it looks good. I like it.
It does look good.
John,
like it
he did a really good job.
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
I think you're, because we all know John's mom. John's mom would love that. I think she would really enjoy it. So, John.
You think so?
Yeah, I think she would. And your brother would, Chandler would definitely appreciate it.
Does your brother have tattoos?
No, here's the thing. Middle school, when my brother was acting like he was Thug Life. Oh. Yeah.
I remember
my brother
guy.
Tried the tattoo himself by going in the shower taking a really sharp paperclip.
No, he didn't.
And putting it on his ankle across, which, mind you, my brother didn't know how to draw, so it just looked like a big plus sign.
Good.
How old was he when this happened?
In middle school.
Oh, okay, yeah, prison style tattoo. I think everybody knows somebody.
First off,
that.
You have to use an electric toothbrush. That's what works better.
Oh.
And then you get a needle point, and then you have to break a pen open, I've never done it, but I have seen a friend do it to himself.
It's crazy.
And yeah.
But
I think you've been watching Oz too much.
No,
but yeah,
no,
when it's all done, it's gonna look like a coat of arms and a body piece of body
and
like,
Dakota Fanning.
It's gonna look like a Dakota Fanning battle armor. Battle shoulder arm.
Dakota Fanning battle armor. Sounds awesome.
And this guy, he also specializes in
It's mine. Sorry.
The artist specializes in biomechanical, so it's going to look like it's ripping out of my skin and it's going to be like stitched.
I got to be
like,
honest, I like tattoos that are like you have to look at them for a second. They're like, oh, that's coming out of him. That's,
yeah, no, I like
that's
a talent. Too. Yeah. It is hard to do. I will agree.
I need to really get my fucking gay tattoos. Like,
get them fixed, man.
Get your gay tattoos
up
fixed.
Or do something with
to
them.
To be fair, they're not that.
Maybe I should just make them super gay.
Yeah, I mean.
Ooh, yeah. Put unicorns in them.
Oh yeah.
And rainbows coming out of them.
That would be fantastic.
And that took 5 hours, and it really wasn't that bad.
That's only five.
Wow, that's only five.
You got a lot done in that amount of time.
Of course, it wasn't that bad, John. Look how buff your fucking shoulder is.
Oh my God, you're so buff.
They had to charge you extra for those delts.
Well, it was funny because when he showed me the outline that he was going to template onto my arm, in my head, I'm like, this thing looks fucking gigantic. And then when he finally put it on my arm, I'm like, oh, I guess I do have big arms.
See? So you see? You're buff baby.
See?
You're the buffest baby.
Once springtime hits, baby. John, right. You'll be able to wear tank tops all fucking time. Mm-hmm. Just sun's out, guns out, bro.
Yeah,
with Uncle Tony.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. So I guess. Oh, here's a fun story.
Oh, I love fun stories.
Sean and Dee have been having sex.
What are you talking about?
What?
I'm talking about
how
you guys
have you
having
not
sex?
Breaking her in half.
What? Yeah, he is. He's banging her.
Haven't you noticed that Sean's been over at Dee's house a lot lately?
Dee and her vagina flytrap. She says, oh, come over here, help me with the kid. And by the way, I want to point something out. Sean even told me, never going to happen, bro. We're just friends. It's never going to happen. 3 days later, bro.
Not 3 days later.
Shut the fuck up.
I figured
off.
You guys were like Will and Grace.
It was 3 months later.
If Will and Grace fucked each other.
I guess.
But you, fuck you. You told me to my face, it's never going to happen. And I said, it so is.
Okay. And
why is it D on the phone?
I hate to say I told
I
you.
So.
Because she's in rehab right now because of all the poundings that she got. Because
her poor vagina.
Yeah.
I have been instructed to wake me up with that dick if I'm sleeping.
Before you go.
And that's the neighbor. You should hear what D says.
Yeah,
to him.
It's really bad.
Yeah, wow.
That guy's pushy. He's really pushy.
But
yeah, sometimes it's like when I wake up in the middle of the night screaming. It's almost the same thing.
Oh, Maul says the Dina's vag trap.
I don't know what that is.
You do know
it's
what it is.
It's the thing you get stuck in sometimes.
So when are we going to break this to Ash?
I mean, he's probably listening right now.
Wait, are you guys dating?
No. I mean, we're
fuck
just,
you. You're not dating?
We're friends. We hang out. And
oh,
we do,
this is horseshit.
We're fuck buddies. That's cool. I understand it.
Yeah, we're okay, cool. Ask Sean where he's living.
We can do whatever we want. Here... What?
There.
You're simo-living.
You're simo-living.
I am in transition. I am a transient.
You're a tranny.
Wait, are you slowly moving to Tampa?
I'm a transient.
I'm in a three-year transition.
That'd be weird if he was moving to Tampa. Was he moving to a Mersh?
Oh. No, I thought he lives in Ybor City.
Well, no.
He does, but he's not fucking Mersh.
Yet.
Yet.
Yeah, you're on notice, Mersh. Coming for that ass.
Yeah, yeah. Why hasn't Mersh been on the show like in forever?
Because he's busy.
Because he doesn't have internet.
With stuff.
Oh.
I don't care. Good for that. Look, good for Mersh. He's going to come back at some point. I think I'm going to try to have lunch with him tomorrow.
Yeah, at least like come on for like a show.
Yeah, I'm going to try to have lunch with him tomorrow.
We're going
to
work things out.
He's going to see his probation officer tomorrow. Stiff.
Yeah.
He still has one of those?
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be his last one. If he gets through this, then he's done.
Yeah.
Yay.
So,
we'll see.
Maybe we get Mersh back. Hopefully. Who knows? Maybe he'll show up at MLR Live 3. Who knows?
Well, he better.
Circle?
He's like down the road.
I mean, come on.
Well, I'll pick him up.
Dee and I went down to Ybor City and hung out with
Mersh. Was it a date?
No,
Ybor City. Is that what she calls her vagina?
Did you smash your huge cock into her flytrap pussy before?
Sean, I have a question.
Or after? Or did
Sean,
you go, yeah,
we hung
during
Mersh.
Smelly, drippy pussy.
So did you breach your Death Star?
What is going on?
Sean, I have a question. Marie. If you get a boner standing up, can Dee put it into her mouth immediately standing?
No.
The height difference between you two is staggering.
We watched a midget do that the other night. Some guy was just standing there, and the midget was blowing. It was like,
wait,
really...
where were you?
What?
What?
I was at D's last night.
And you guys just happened to walk past the midget
blowjob. Didn't you watch Dutch and Royce last night? I was at D's last night.
No, he's telling a different story about midgets.
Oh, this wait. Is a different midget story.
He didn't see a midget at D's house. He's telling a story.
Right. We were watching a porno.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a midget was blowing a dude, and the dude was just standing there, and the midget was just...
standing there. They were both standing. There.
Both standing.
Why?
And the guy's dick went
porno.
Right into the midget's
mouth. I don't get off on midget shit. I
don't get off on midget shit either. I was laughing my ass off. I thought it was hysterical. Midget, you know how I am with midgets.
Dean's very close to being one.
Then we watched a midget gangbang.
Dean's like
hysterical.
A couple inches taller than...
What the fuck's wrong with you guys? Did you just fucking watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and decide, why, I gotta jerk off to these guys?
Maybe.
No, it's...
A little bit.
Porn doesn't do anything It'll for biddle. Me. It's just, it's hysterical to me. It makes me laugh. And
no, regular porn, I will agree with you. Regular porn, I hate. Amateur porn, okay, now we're talking.
Some of it, but it's all...
Of course, some of it. I'm not saying all of it.
Most of them are doing boring-ass shit. Now, if you get, like, an amateur where you've got, like, a dude that comes in with this huge 14-inch fucking black cock and bangs, like, 900 fucking whores.
Seen it.
Okay, I know it's there, but...
It's online. It's in this, and I've seen it.
By the way, are we all going to skip over the fact that when we were like, yeah, I don't like midget porn, and John's like, John does. John, you like that?
Why?
Like a really small girl, just like getting like
midget.
Destroyed.
Midget. Not small girl, a midget. A little person.
The short
like
arms
and legs. Like a Bridget the Midget.
I saw her strip one time at a strip club.
Really?
It was really uncomfortable.
Was it a play school strip club?
I was living on DC.
Sorry.
Yeah. She was doing like one of those showcase things where they have the porn stars come in or whatever.
Yeah.
And the girl I was dating at the time was like, we have to go see her. And
I'm uncomfortable when we just went.
She. Yeah. Well.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Am I missing something? Did I flub something?
No. I said I'm laughing because the way you said how it was. You never want to describe a strip club as uncomfortable.
You don't understand, Dutch. Midgets for me are a thing. Like
they're hilarious.
They're hilarious to me. Like when I see them in the street, I freak out and I yell at them and point at them and I'm like, midget.
He does.
Midget.
I've seen him do it. Seen him do it. It's really mean. It's really
they're
mean. But
still
he doesn't.
People.
I know, little, but then I run at them and jump over their heads. It's hysterical.
Little people. Little people.
Yeah, that happened like a couple weeks ago. Me and my friend were looking for this bar downtown, and this midget apparently was in a car. And he goes, excuse me, are you guys lost? And without missing a beat, I go, yeah, we're trying to find the Yellow Brick Road.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
Oh, come on. That's not funny.
Well, you know what? I'm starting to like be on the side with midgets now.
Well, not at this. I wouldn't say at the side. I would say at waist level with them, but it's fine. I get it.
Well, I mean, if they're at your side, they're probably at
waist level.
Or knee level for me.
Well, I mean,
hysterical.
That's basically what D is to you.
No.
Exactly.
No.
How does that work between you looking like a scarecrow and her just being this short little thing?
I mean, I look like a scarecrow, I guess.
Fine. Is there hay involved?
Sometimes when there's a farm involved. But that's a different type of porn that you kids don't want. Incognito mode.
That's a whole nother story. All right, so John got a tattoo. John and Dee are fucking.
Oh, that's a hot midget mall.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there are hot midgets out there. And
I'm banger.
Cute.
Oh, or is that just Hayden Panettiere?
Oh, look, it's a Calvin Klein model. That's actually weird. It looks like it's a Photoshop.
Oh, yeah, there's Bridget the Midget.
Can I
saw her like right when she, you know how like girls, right when they get their tits implants?
Right.
They're like too high. They haven't settled down yet. That's what it was for her. They were like basically up to her neck.
Mm-hmm.
And me and the chick I was seeing at the time, we were like, what is going on? She couldn't stop giggling.
Wasn't she also dancing when she was preggers too?
I don't know.
But I mean, midgets are hysterical to me. They don't do anything for me sexually. Like it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they will if you pay them.
I mean, yeah, if I pay them. But why would I pay them?
I mean, you could pay them $0.50, so it'd be funny.
If I pay, I'll give them $1 after jumping
over
their head.
Speaking of Calvin Klein's, like John said, nothing comes between Justin Bieber and his Calvin Klein's. Go ahead, Dutch. You can play it. Justin,
you can't set it up.
Jay Bieber.
It's more fun when it comes out of nowhere.
Justin Bieber. Here's the picture. I put it in. Everyone can see it in the chat now.
So,
Hashtag my Calvins.
Yeah.
Okay, so Justin is now doing Calvin Klein commercials.
Uh-huh.
He has a full sleeve. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's got a whole bunch of other stuff.
Is he still a douche or no?
Yeah.
Nah, he'll always be. I think it's like
you still hate him, right?
Everyone should hate him. He's just a hateable person.
He's pretty damn hateable. The most hateable, really.
I think the Kardashians are a little more hateable.
Yeah. I don't like them at all.
If we're talking about like just on a scale.
Yeah, but he does stuff like out of like childish like behavior, though.
Yeah, yeah. He like pees in mop buckets, and
I would say
20. He's still considered a kid, though.
I would say that I am annoyed less by the Kardashians than I am by Justin Bieber.
How? Yeah.
Because Justin Bieber started out as a wholesome childhood actor and then became an asshole, where the Kardashians were always, we only ever knew them as being dumb bitches. So yeah. I think it's the transition for Justin that makes it more annoying. It's like, oh yeah, I was an innocent guy. Now I have to be reckless and drunk drive to really show everyone I'm a man.
Well, that's what every kid does. He just happens to have a microscope on.
No, I think that was direct press release. I don't think she was even flawed. That's exactly what he said.
Pretty much. Well, I
don't know. You know what I'm surprised with? He has body hair. I would not think he had body hair.
Yeah. Unless
or testicles.
Is it digitally enhanced body hair?
Why would somebody add body hair?
To show everyone that he's a man?
But he's not.
Merman, pop.
I will admit, he's filled out a hell of a lot more than I remember him the last time I looked at him. So
would you fuck the Biebs?
Yeah, probably.
You'd fuck the Biebs?
Yeah, probably. Dude. I mean,
remember when he was at the beach and he looked like he was just like a box?
I feel like he would try really hard to prove to me that he's a man.
No, I don't think so. I think he would be.
I'm not gay. Actually, watch how good I'm going
to
fuck you.
I think opposite. I think he's a douche. I think he's so used to girls wanting to fucking fuck him all the time that he wouldn't try.
I actually have a friend whose colleague is actually one of his bodyguards.
Wait, and his dog is his bodyguard?
Douche. No.
Not colleague.
Oh!
Colleague.
Got it.
Coworker.
Kid. Yeah. Coworker.
My bad.
Yeah. He makes like $8,000 a week. Just
that's a
like
really rich collie.
Yeah,
that's a well-paid dog.
Anyways, what was the rest of your story, John?
Well, did that guy, the bodyguard, say he was a douche?
Yeah, like the first day he met him, he was in the elevator picking him up, and then Biebs like tried to do like a nut check.
Don't
on
call him that.
And guy didn't even flinch.
Jay Bieber.
He's the guy that that knocked out Orlando Bloom and Onion, like when he tried to swing a punch.
Oh, they were trying to fight. Yeah,
he's the bodyguard that
you got
that,
knocked the fuck out, man.
Whoa, it's not Orlando Bloom and Onion though. It's
I always see him as Orlando Bloom and Onion.
Is he made out of delicious fried onions?
Of course he is.
Then that makes sense. I would call him that.
Now
too.
I want a Bloom and Onion. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, Gabby Hoffman to new moms make placenta smoothies.
Ew. No. Ew. No.
It seems like every 6 months they're trying to fuck with placentas for some reason.
Because it's a thing. No, because it really is a thing, but it's fucking gross. You don't have to. There are plenty of nutrients that you don't have to eat your own insides.
My now sister Dutch. Did that. Whoa. My sister got her placenta like made into a powder.
Ugh, so gross. Why would you do that?
I guess it helped for postpartum depression or something. I don't know.
Did she snort it?
Powder form. Okay, so as long as it's not bloody and slimy and just slid out of my uterus or my vagina hole.
Well, obviously
not. Okay, if it's in a powder or in a pill form, I guess I could swallow it.
Vagina hole.
Actually, it was in pill form, yeah.
Okay, that's fine, I suppose. It can't be any weirder than any other herbal treatments than it assholes take.
John,
so.
Can you stop typing in the chat room?
Or
just
can you
Z?
Get your cat off?
No, I was trying to get Bieber off of my screen.
So you just typed a bunch of Z's in my
so
chat room.
You just have to ruin the chat room for everybody else because you want to see
stop
his face.
It.
Guess what?
Look at it, you dickhead.
Go to a different window.
Wait, Mo, a placenta teddy bear? What?
What is that?
The fuck? Where does she find this shit?
Oh,
Jesus.
The internet?
I don't know. She's fucking
in her basement.
It's just like her ability to pull shit up is staggering.
It's crazy, right?
She's the queen of the Google.
Gabby Hoffman, she's from that TV show Girls, which I remember. I don't want to misquote you, Dutch.
Is
but
she the hot one or the ugly one?
Well, I don't know. They both seem pretty ugly to me.
I think there's like four.
Look up Gabby Hoffman. I made smoothies out of it for 3 weeks. The new mom told People. I had a home birth, so my midwife and my doula, I don't know what that is.
Oblongata.
Took it and cut it into 20 pieces and froze it, and every day.
Looks like a girl could do that.
And now I'm selling it at Jamba Juice.
Every day I put it in a blender with strawberries, blueberries, guava juice, and banana, and I drink that shit up, she continued. The girl's actress who
I eat that shit.
All day.
All day.
The girl's actress who welcomed the first child, Rosemary, in November with a cinematographer boyfriend, Chris Dapkins, said eating the placenta boosted her energy levels and milk supply.
A doula, is like a midwife. She's not no
it's like
medical.
A Jewish midwife, right?
Yeah, but that's no
not
medical,
true. That's
no
not
medical
what a doula
training.
Is. That's not what
I
doula
thought.
Is.
A doula was a truck with two wheels or four wheels.
No,
in
no,
the
no a doula.
A doula is a witch class in Skyrim, I believe, where you can level it up.
Okay,
and you can do special spells.
I like
idiot.
This.
She doesn't understand.
I like this.
Just anything. I don't get it. Like, what does it do? I don't really think
it's
it does
supposed
anything.
To do shit because there's like nutrients and I don't.
Bronto's
know.
Bronto's got what plants craves.
It's got electrolytes. No, I mean, if you watch any animal in nature, once they birth out animal babies.
Say animals more.
Animals. Out?
Some of them once eat their young.
Well, okay. If they don't eat their young, then they're licking them up and eating placenta. There is scientific basis for it. I get it. But shit's fucking gross. Okay?
Yeah.
I was gonna say,
shit's
don't
gross.
They have, drink a vitamin water. I mean, come on. Do you really need to be eating that shit?
Exactly. Just take
just
the Gatorade
do meal,
1, 2, and 3.
Carcinogens.
Yeah. Comedian attacked on stage has double skull fracture. Seattle.
What?
Seattle. The wife of a Seattle area comedian attacked on stage at a suburban restaurant says her husband suffered a double skull fracture and is hospitalized.
How
in
bad
intensive
was the joke?
Care.
What was the joke?
It was skull breaking.
The Seattle. John.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
Why are you
don't
mad?
Do that to me.
Why you gotta be no. so rude?
The Seattle Times reports the attacker was armed with an aluminum.
Oh, my asshole, you dummy.
Why are you an asshole?
He pressed the wrong button.
My computer off. Sorry.
What?
You turned your computer off?
Off?
Not the one that's running. Never mind. Keep going. I'm sorry.
The Seattle Times reports the attacker, armed with an aluminum bat, reportedly was angry he wasn't allowed to perform Monday night at an open mic event in Renton.
Oh.
What the fuck just happened?
His frustration off air is.
Are you okay,
right,
Dutch?
I don't know what just happened. Just like, I went to like hit a
somebody.
Key, but apparently, my soundboard was
somebody
falling.
Get me holy water
off.
And a priest.
Does
right
he need
now.
Help? He's possessed.
Dutch needs an exorcist.
Okay, so an open micer, not punchy,
walks into a bar
with an aluminum bat
and beats the shit out of another open micer.
Why?
The Aristocrats.
Was he black?
John, what did we just say about the racism?
Promise.
I'm just trying to get a description of the attack.
Okay, this is a real name. This is a real name. This is made up. Kalimar Avil Petit. Kalimad.
Says
her husband, 36-year-old Dylan Avali, was standing on stage during the open mic show when a man hit him twice in the head. She says about
well,
half.
Well, you have to double tap.
She says about half the people in the audience rushed to Avila when the other half tried to stop the attacker.
Avila Loca?
Living Avila Loca.
Crushing skulls with aluminum bats. Blood splatter on the floor.
She says the man had performed the open mic show a few weeks ago, introducing himself as Jesus Christ. And then during the performance, that included a Bible and a sex toy. The Times say 48-year-old's arrested was booked into King County Jail for investigation.
Apparently, hold up.
He was offended because the guy's act had a sex toy and a Bible.
But the beginning of the article said that he was upset that he wasn't allowed to perform. So was it the performance or was it the fact that the other dude is doing sex Jesus bits?
Probably both.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Sex Jesus?
Well, how is hitting a person in the head twice with an aluminum bat going to help either of those two
Watch
situations?
Watch a Bronx Tale. You have to
you
lock
punch
the door.
Me in the face. Yeah, and I'm going to punch you again.
See?
You have to lock the door and be like, now use can't leaves. And then you beat all the bikers up with bats.
All right.
Am I the only one that saw Bronx Tale?
Probably.
I laughed.
Okay, thank you, Dutch.
I watched Bronx Tale.
I love Bronx Tale.
Are we doing more fighting stories?
I mean, you go ahead. You have a fighting story?
Well, you have
karate?
You have the other one about...
I fucking love karate.
I know you do, but you don't
like
know how to
thing.
Do it, and you just keep breaking our things.
This is why we can't have nice things.
My kicks are getting better.
No, they're Liar. Not.
They're
no.
getting better.
Well, they're getting not, terribly worse.
They're not as sloppy as they used to be.
How else is he supposed to develop his chi, Marie?
Yeah.
He can't just think chai teas.
I've been watching all the Karate
and
Kids.
By the way, it's karate...
I've been watching all the Karate Kids.
You're doing it wrong. You have
except
to start
the one with Will Smith's son.
You're right. No, not that one.
Start watching The Last Airbender. You'll be fine.
I was watching Karate Kid 3, the one with Dynatox Industries, where like the guy gets really mad and he hires a bully to come back and beat up Ralph Macchio.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
It's really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, the internet is...
There is no fear in this dojo! Sorry.
The internet's apparently going to war about how many days are in a week.
No, it's a bodybuilder forum that's going to war about the days.
It's a bodybuilder forum.
Yeah.
The internet localized to a forum of only bodybuilders. Because they're the smartest ones on figuring out days of the week.
I don't think that's true.
What's the problem here?
Go ahead, Marie.
All right, I'm just going to read it like it is because I didn't read this ahead of time. The brain is not a muscle. For proof of that, we turn to the commenting forums of bodybuilding.com.
No.
What, Sean?
The brain is not a muscle. The brain is a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. Most of you are born without a brain anyway, so
Sean,
it doesn't matter. Most of you were already retarded to start.
The author Albert Bernaco from theconcourse.deadspin.com says it's not a muscle, and I'm going to believe it because it's on the internet.
Okay. Sound logic.
Mm-hmm. We focus so much on the idiocy of the present, sometimes we forget about the idiocy of the past, you know? 1,000 years ago, whether the Earth orbited the sun was a matter of controversy. 500 years ago, proponents of the germ theory of disease struggled to convince those who believed sickness spread via evil vapors. And recently as 2008, the hot debate splitting the online bodybuilding community was how many days are there in a week. The answer turns out was, let's all walk into the ocean forever.
Now, here's what I'm going to do. This is a thread, like, you know, one of these typical... Let me see if I can pop it up on the screen since I don't have Hangouts so everyone could see it. Boom. Okay, this is a bodybuilding thread, bodybuilding.com. Now, let me read how the thread starts. This guy. How many days? Okay. Full body workout every other day. This is from the gentleman, mindless, but the I is a one. Is it safe to do a full body? Okay, that's not what he would talk like. What's up, bros? Is it safe to do a full body workout every other day? Only have limited days I get to the gym, and lately, instead of doing upper body or lower body, I just do full body and strength workouts. I'm trying to get as much as I can without getting fat.
Got it. Good question. Here's all pro with an answer.
Uh-huh.
Dude, most beginner intermediate programs are full body workouts 3 times per week, so I think it's safe to assume that they're safe.
Mindless. If I go every other...
I want to read the in-betweens, and you guys...
Bruh.
Wait. Okay. Pretty straightforward answer, even if it's maybe just a little bit snide. Oh, hey, Mindless has a follow-up question.
If I go every other day, I'll be at the gym like 4 or 5 times a week. Isn't that overtraining? Like, I typically work out for like 60 to 90 minutes, and I push myself and like raise the weight each week.
Counts fingers. Either as a minor act of generosity or because he too does not know how many days are in a week, All Pro responds to Mindless's safety concerns here instead of correcting his math. Kind of a nice thing to do. Let the guy live with his bad day counting skills.
All right. The next one is, John, do you have it open?
I'm still waiting for it to load.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. What? Sorry.
So then this other guy chimes in, Steve KM3. He says, that makes no sense. There are only 7 days in a week. If you go every other day, that's 3.5 times a week. Okay.
Thanks, Steve KM3.
Getting better.
Really doing your part, buddy. I'd like to note here that according to his user information, Stevie KM3 was 41 years old at the time of this discussion. If there's one thing I've learned in my 41 years of life is how to divide by two, and also that correcting strangers' math on the internet is cool and good.
The next one is The Josh. Do you have that one, Sean, what The Josh said?
Yeah.
Okay. The Josh.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. That is 4 days. How do you go 3.5 times? Do a half workout or something? LOL.
Cool. You know what this debate over how many days are in a week needs? More perspectives.
Justin 27. 7 times in 2 weeks, that's like 3.5 times a week, genius. And yeah, 3 times a week full body workouts are good. Now is when it starts getting... Remember, we're trying to figure out how many days are in a week. They're completely confused.
Oh man, can I get this one?
Sure, The Josh.
I never said anything about going exactly 7 times. Like I said, if I go every other day, That is 4 days a week. How hard is that to comprehend? Week one, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Week two, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. 8 days in 2 weeks. In your terms, 8x in 2 weeks equals 4 times a week, genius. All muscle, no brains, LOL.
You double counted Sunday. That's 2 weeks plus 1 day. Did you fail grade two in math? Plus, old post said 4 or 5 times a week. Now you just neglected to mention the five? Grow up and admit when you're wrong. Believe me, you'll get a lot further this way. No. It gets crazier. By the way,
the whole point is every other day, Sunday and Monday, you're still... It's not every other day.
I know. So, okay. Then the Josh. You want to read the Josh again, John? Since you're here.
Are you retarded? Maybe you should look at a calendar. I don't double count Sunday. My 2 weeks started and ended on Sunday. Exactly 14 days. What don't you understand? Edit. Here is a calendar. Justin. I made little dots for each day so you could comprehend.
The fact that he went out of his
They're making a calendar now. It's a simple concept. Everyone gets it, right? No one here in this room is confused, right? Everyone gets how every other day works, right?
Right.
Yeah.
They have a calendar.
Right.
All right.
I'm just waiting for SummerSlam.
Justin 27.
In case you forgot.
No. I think you...
Which one?
Starts out with dude that is 15 days.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Justin 27, he says, dude, that is 15 days. Are you effing mental? You can't have a week go Sunday through Saturday, then Sunday through Sunday. Look at the damn pic you posted. Count the days. What do they equal? 15. Kids these days. I was right. 3.5 times a week. And so the first guy to post it, and you, my bright friend, are El Rongo.
El Rongo rules.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. It's still going.
Josh. Go ahead, Josh.
Maybe you should try counting your fingers.
No. You got it.
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. You got it. Go ahead.
It's
14 days. Try again. Maybe you should try.
It's 14 days. Try again. Maybe you should try counting on your fingers. If you work out on the 8th, you wouldn't start counting the days until the 9th. Because that is 1 day. Then the 10th would be 2 days.
This is so stupid! Okay.
So on until you get to the 22nd, which is 14 days.
The fact that they don't just let it go at a certain point as an agree to disagree, or I'm not going to teach this guy what's right and what's wrong.
Or just, I don't care anymore, man.
Yeah, just stop caring. But no, they're like, no, see, you're not getting it. See, the thing is...
Justin 27, count the fucking days. How many days are in 2 weeks, moron? 14? I'm saying you train 7 times in 2 weeks, which in other terms is 3.5 times a week. I cannot believe I have to type 3 replies for you to get this. Here, fucktard, read this. Sunday on, Monday off, Tuesday on, Wednesday off, Thursday on, Friday off, Saturday on, Sunday off, Monday on, Tuesday off, Wednesday on, Thursday off, Friday on, Saturday off.
Did he keep going?
And then he kept going.
Yeah, keep going.
He kept doing...
Sunday on, Monday off, Tuesday on, Wednesday off, Thursday on, Friday off, Saturday on, Sunday off, Monday on, Tuesday off, Wednesday on, Thursday off, Friday on, Saturday off.
You know what we settle this? 4 times 1 week, 3 times the next week. That's
you
all I
tell
have
me
week.
How that works out. I see 3 times in 1 week.
That's 3.5 times a week.
That's 4.
Oh, you and go. You're averaging the difference.
All right, Justin 27.
In case you forgot,
Justin 20.
1 week is Saturday, Sunday, not Sunday, Sunday. That's 8 days, you moron.
The Josh. For me to get this?
Oh, my God. It's
are you
going.
The one who's not getting it? It's simple. Oh just look God. At the calendar. Count the days. There's 7 days in a week. If you work out every other day, you work out 4 days a week. How hard is it to fucking comprehend? I'll do it out in 4 weeks, and maybe it'll make more sense. Week one, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Week two, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. Week three, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday. Week four, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday. Week five, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. Week six, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Fucking forums.
No matter how you look at it, if at every workout, every other day, you work out 4 times a week.
And that's you again.
Oh, no. A week is Sunday to the Sunday.
Sunday thing.
If these guys,
this is Josh guy.
This guy's an idiot. Okay, let's see if they solved it. What's the last one? No, they never solved it.
Yeah.
Yes, you work out four times the first week, then three the next. Am I right? You're an effing moron.
No, I'm right.
Oh,
but he I'm right. You're an effing moron.
The other guy said.
Oh, wait, wait, okay, wait, here's me again.
A week is not Sunday, Sunday. It's Saturday, Sunday. S-E-V-E-N. 7 days. Sunday, Saturday is only 6 days. Sunday, one. Monday, two. Tuesday, three. Wednesday, four. Thursday, five. Friday, six. Saturday, seven. Arizona public schools equals fail.
Oh, oh my God. God.
When are these guys going to like do a title shot?
I love the fact that in that one that John just read, they didn't even write the numbers. They wrote out the letters spelling the out letters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
Oh, Maul posted someone else from the bodybuilding forum. Mona Lisa body, or am I fucked for life? Average being around 5.5 inches, referring to penis size. This guy replies, the average is 5.5. I thought it was 4. This is very unsettling.
poor Elliot Roger.
Oh, God.
Aww, sad.
So, no, that's it. They didn't figure it out. They still don't know how many days are in a week.
Do you think one of the guys is trolling the other guys?
Yes, of course.
I think the Justin guy was trolling. Yeah,
there probably. Are trolls everywhere. Right. It's the internet. That's all people do is troll on the internet. Why do you take anything on it seriously?
They see me trolling.
They hate.
You can't take anything seriously on the internet. Anywhere where people can leave comments, it's a troll city.
Yeah. In the background, that guy's going, LOL.
Is that why you added laugh tracks to beheadings? Because you don't want to take everything seriously?
It fucking
but then,
makes
like,
me
did
laugh,
anybody
bro.
Know something else? Like, because, like, for their quick little bio for Josh and Justin, they both had the same stats and build. So yeah. Somebody definitely was trolling the other one.
Well, one can't be better than the other.
Mm.
Can't have the one.
They should
up
do a
staging.
Push-up contest to solve this.
That is the only way to solve debates.
They both contest. Weigh 500 pounds and have never gone to a gym in their life.
Huh.
Conservatives use teen suicide to smear transgender people as demon-possessed lunatics.
Oh, man.
Don't you hate when that happens?
Transgender people are demon-possessed lunatics?
Yes. Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Remember that pastor we had a couple of weeks ago that...
Pastor
he, like,
Royce?
Super,
was it Pastor
super
Royce?
Offended? No, not him.
Because the Lord God says...
Oh, Lord.
...that homosexuals are roaming the streets and raping our children.
That's not what
so what
Lord
I
says.
Do as a man is, I fuck those men first. That way they can't fuck the children. I'm an ambassador of peace.
I don't know how you fucking them would prevent them from fucking anybody else.
You're a woman. You have a smaller brain. The Bible says it. You wouldn't understand.
Well, I guess I wouldn't understand if my brain were smaller, but I don't believe that to be true.
No, you have a tiny that. Head.
Yeah, my head is
your
tiny.
Your head is very small.
Okay, thank
you. You can't fit a normal brain in that head.
Okay, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe some sort of dinosaur brain or a small poodle.
Are you now comparing me to a poodle dinosaur?
I'm comparing you to the devil.
That's the cutest dinosaur ever.
Conservative uses teen suicide to smear transgender people as demon-possessed lunatics.
Well, it's obviously not the liberals.
All right.
You know what I hate? The liberal conservative media always spending our money and passing laws. Am I right,
wait,
guys?
What?
You're mixing up two things.
I don't know. I just read Facebook a lot, and I come up to my... I just mix different people's thoughts and make
see,
my own opinion.
That is like the best way to trolls to call it the liberal
the liberal conservative media. People would fucking lose their shit.
That's what it is.
You mean the liberal conservative right-wing left-wing media?
Right.
I got it. Renew America, Gina Miller responded to the suicide of Leah Alcorn. Now, Leah Alcorn was this transgender student who committed suicide because...
Because her name was spelled L-E-E-L-A-H?
Maybe.
Penning, I saw where you went there.
Penning a column in which she blamed liberal approval of open rebellion against God's design for human sexuality and demonic possession for the transgender teen's death.
Okay, so a demon...
Yes.
Ah! Where?
But it's only a level 5 demon.
It's only a level 5
so
demon?
So we can take it out.
How many... what sided die do I have to roll?
You need 2 2-6-sided dies. But if you do... Listen, I have this goblin that has a demon spell. Okay. Any demon under level 7, I get captured. It's no big deal.
Funny side note. Yeah. Today when I was doing shit over at Dee's house, yeah, I found this big dice-looking thing. And I was like, what is this? And I opened it, and it's full of 8, 12, 20
She's
something.
A nerd.
It's like a whole D&D fucking... plethora of die in there, and I was like, this is...
In the column, she deliberately refers to Leela by her birth name, Joshua, refusing to respect the teen's wishes that she be referred to with feminine pronouns. Miller wrote that Alcorn was mentally ill, which she knows, because 17-year-old Joshua Alcorn believed he was a girl trapped in a boy's body and had apparently labored under this...
Demon boy!
Transgendered delusion since he was a little boy.
A little demon boy.
Okay, so a demon.
Uh-huh.
Ah!
No, he's not here right now.
Okay.
You're fine.
Entered into a boy.
There's no boys here either.
Okay.
How did he get into the boy?
Anally.
Through the butthole.
Oh. Is that what makes people
gay? Gotta play the toll troll to get inside that boy's hole.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows demons always enter through the butthole.
Okay.
Because they're coming from hell up, and so they enter from the bottom up. They're just raising from down below, and the first opening that they find
yes.
is the butthole.
Okay.
You know, it's just gravity.
Despite the fact that Alcorn's suicide note specified the treatment by her aggressively Christian parents as a reason for believing she could never find peace in life, Miller wrote that they cared very deeply for their son, and they knew that he had serious mental problems. They tried to get help for him, she continued, and I would guess they prayed their hearts out for him, but in the end, he chose a tragic final solution, as do many other people who absurdly believe they are the opposite sex.
Whoa, wait. Absurdly believe?
Yeah, demons do that to people.
Wait. Okay, so is rawstory.com a conservative?
No, it's raw. It's raw stories, raw story. Just a site. It's not a conservative site.
Why are they saying
they're
that
quoting? They're quoting somebody.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, why are
when
they
when you're reading a story, if you see little quotes around it, those are quotes. In the Bible, we see that demon possession was commonly acknowledged and understood to be prevalent, but the knowledge of it has been... I'm not being condescending. I don't know if you know quotations were.
It's kind of a dick move.
In the Bible...
Yeah, no, but you didn't.
Okay, here's what I'll do. When I'm reading in quotations, I'll talk as Pastor Royce. That way you know it's Christian, okay?
Thank you. I can understand that now.
Wait, Pastor Royce or Castor Troy?
No, Pastor Royce, not Castor Troy.
Gonna take his face off the devil.
Not everyone will like to hear this, but demonic possession certainly plays a part in homosexuality and transgenderism, Miller argued.
See, I understood that.
In the Bible, we see demon possession was commonly acknowledged and understood to be prevalent by the knowledge of it has been largely lost or buried today, as if our modern culture is too smart to give credence to the reality of spiritual forces at work in people today, just as they were then.
I can't deal with this.
By way of argument, Miller wrote that we often... You were never possessed by a demon?
No.
Hmm.
First of all, there's no such thing as demons.
Hmm.
But then, what about all those things that were scaring me?
That's your mind being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're dumb.
I watched that documentary, Devil's Advocate.
There is no demons. How do you explain my ex-girlfriend? Oh!
But I'm bummed.
He's got the button. I didn't hit my pot up.
You going to be all right, buddy?
Huh?
You're on fire tonight.
By way of argument, Miller...
I am killing it right now.
...wrote that we often read that someone who are homosexual or transgendered have believed that they were since children. Demons do not spare children any more than adults.
Demons don't spare the children?
It says here in Mark chapter 9, we read of the father who comes to Jesus asking that the Lord help free his son from demon possession. She continued, Jesus asked... the father, how long his son has been possessed. And the father tells him, since he was a child. Yes, Marie?
Now, how do I know that I haven't been possessed by a demon my whole life?
Okay, well, it's very similar to being a witch. Are you good at math?
Sometimes.
Demon!
But...
Questioning a man, definitely a demon.
But...
Oh, double demon.
Come on!
Triple demon.
Nah. Double dong demon.
How many of these cases are today are demon-related? Miller asked. I don't know. But it certainly is a factor.
Is there some sort of tonic that I can consume to get the demon out of me?
If you can listen to tonic.
See the way. Wait, what?
You both made the same joke.
Oh, yeah. Fuck me.
She then urged readers to continue the fight against transgender lunacy, as it will become increasingly vicious in the months and years to come. The attacks on Christians' belief exhibited in the wake of this sad young man's suicide, and more evidence of the larger war against Christianity these homosexualists are waging.
Well, why are they fighting? They're not fighting a war against Christianity. They're just trying to be who they are.
They're fighting a war against bad fashion, maybe. But that's about it. And they're winning.
She's not a Christian!
Oh, my God.
Well, not with that attitude.
Jesus Christ.
Not with that attitude.
I don't like... Who gives a fuck what a person wants to be? Who cares?
Everyone.
Who cares?
It still is astonishing that in this day and age that there are people who still think that homosexuality or any of that kind of stuff is mental illness.
I take all of my energies as a human being and put forth my opinions on everyone else I know and hear about.
King Dick says Bailey J is a hot tranny. Well, King Dick, you must be new to the show because Bailey J is our favorite tranny.
No, he's referring to what Maul said. She's like, Lila Acorn was a 4, though. She was not a good looking tranny.
True.
Listen, I can barely sleep at night. I have so much work to do giving my opinion to other people that weren't asking for it.
And are you often making memes for the internet?
Often.
You should be.
It's one of the number one things on my priority to-do list every morning. I wake up, I thank the Lord, I check that a demon hasn't entered my butthole, and then I start making memes.
Wait, back up. Back up. How do you check a demon has entered your butthole?
With the mirror, duh.
I actually have...
Fair enough.
Well, John...
Like, how else do you expect that?
Well, John, yes, a mirror is used. It's a mirror that's kind of like on a golf club stick-like thing, so you can hold it and look behind, or like a dentist mirror. But then I also have a ruler.
So you go to a dentist and ask, and you tell them to look at your butthole.
No. I do this myself at home. I don't trust other people. They may lie. They may be possessed by demons themselves. You don't know that.
That's true.
Okay. What I do is I have a ruler, and I've made note of the circumference of my butthole. And if I see that my butthole has increased in circumference, I have known that somebody has tried to enter it.
How many lords is the circumference of your butthole?
Right now,
slam!
My lord's circumference is 0.5. 0.5 lords.
0.5 lords? That's a tight butthole.
That's nice.
I'm gonna eat the poo-poo.
Whoa!
I'm a good Christian girl, so I must have tight butthole. I used to have loose butthole before I got married, but now I have tight butthole.
No, if you're a good Christian girl, that means you have a... Okay, never mind. You were just butt sex.
Never mind.
Yeah, you're supposed to be having butt sex instead of vagina sex.
Yeah, see, I had to do all my butt kegels after I got married to tighten it back up.
That's how you do it.
That's the name of my ska band.
But everyone knows.
Buck Eagles.
Everyone knows.
I'm going to skank to some songs.
Everyone knows that between the ages of 10 to 21, and that's the high range of good Christian girls not being married and having to give up the butt to date their boyfriends. That's when
10?
All the good Christian
girls. Jesus, Marie. What kind of a house did you were raised in?
I'm taking into account Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that drops the average.
Yeah, it
does. That drops the average.
It's like Asians drop the average dick size.
And so while they're not giving up their hymen and saving it for Jesus, they have to give up the butthole, and so the butthole circumference gets wider, and that's when the demon plops itself in. Everyone knows that.
I don't think that statistic.
This sounds like a great time.
It does. That's a fun. That's one lucky demon.
How do I get said demon, if there is such a thing, to enter my ass?
Or how do you convince a Christian girl to let you stick it in her butthole?
You don't need to.
How does your butthole not prolapse?
Okay, that was a lot of questions all at once. Mm-hmm.
Do mine first.
Okay, Dutch.
You know what? I changed mine. Do mine last.
Yeah, do mine first.
No, do it in the middle.
Oh, God. I don't even remember what all the other questions were. John, what was your question?
Marie, just do us all.
You convince her by, I don't know, slipping roofies in her and then put it in her butt, and then the demon goes in.
That's just rude.
Well, it's the only.
No, it's you can't drug women. It's very unchristian to drug women and put it in their butt.
Whoa, Cosby. Says who?
Yeah, well, Camille, I guess, is
you
fine with it.
You show me
the
verse
it.
Where it says that.
Yeah.
Where it says what?
That you shall not roofie your girlfriend.
To get demons out of her butt.
Roofies weren't invented back then, so I guess they wouldn't have done that.
Precisely.
Right?
God had not given people roofies to then write and say that it was not allowed.
Yeah, that's a law of man. I'm not following any law of man. Fuck
none,
that nonsense.
No law of man?
Not one.
So actually, the Lord gave us the strength to discover the chemical symbol for roofies and let us invent it so that we could, you know, drug our girlfriends and then put the penis in the butthole.
I mean...
Circle of life.
It's not the circle of life. It's not the circle of
life. Yeah, you're right. It's a circle of butthole, and you have to circumference measure it to make sure that the demon doesn't get in.
Well, I prefer a small circle, then, if that's what it is.
The circle of life is a sphincter muscle.
Really? That's what they're saying about the Lion King.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You didn't get that?
No wonder Scar was so bummed all the time.
So that's why they said anywhere the light touches is our kingdom.
Right, and the dark area is the butt area, which is always a little tinged brown, unless you bleach it, I guess.
And that's where the demons come in.
Makes sense.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Bless Sully Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep team.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Hi, this is Ashley, host of Antisocial Gamer Radio, telling you to come listen to my show every Tuesday at 9 p.m. UK time, 4 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com. Every week, I like to talk about all the latest stuff going on in the gaming world, what's been coming out, what's new releases, all the topics that you like to hear. I'll be talking about it every single week.
Now, deep beats, because the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Deep beats, bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray, keep it turned up on the mic all day. Ask me what's my favorite podcast, I'd say Deep Beats. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune into the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's Deep V. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? Deep V Podcast.
Deep V.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Mr. Turtle, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
I ain't never made it through a whole episode.
Ask Mr. Owl.
Mr. Owl, how many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast?
Let's find out. A one, a two, a three. Three.
How many hosts does it take to make a podcast as good as the Shy Kids podcast? The world may never know.
I said three, motherfucker.
The Shy Kids podcast. Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific at morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
John, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Elvis and Alfred Show, Thursdays, morelikeradio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson, and on the phone...
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right, punk rock music,
independent music,
and all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Here on morelikeradio.com.
And elvisandalfred.com 24-7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you.
I said duty.
What's your idea of a perfect day?
Wake up and have a really good breakfast. Then I guess second breakfast. Brunch? Lunch? Second lunch? Dunch? Second dunch? Maybe watch Every Which Way But Loose? Then a late dinner. And then f*** some dudes. Yep.
This is Amber Nash from Archer, and you're listening to More Like Radio.
Back live, second hour, Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Thank you.
Hey, Royce, didn't you have, like, some There's, big thing
yes,
for, like,
yes,
announcing and
yes,
stuff? Like,
yes.
Aren't we excited about something?
We're very excited, and the promo reminded me, next Wednesday, we will be interviewing...
Who?
The voice of Krieger from Archer, Lucky Yates. That's right. Next Wednesday.
We're excited.
We're very, very excited.
Mad props to Punchy for booking
yes.
that for us.
Punchy, yeah. Punchy did that. So we're going to try.
He sucked a lot of dicks.
We're going to try to book even. We're going to try to book more FX guests if we can.
Yes.
That would be nice.
He sucked his dicks all the way up to the tap.
Next, I want to get somebody who's going to be on the new season of Fargo. Anything
with
FX. We
should take some of those Sons of Anarchy guys because they just finished their shit up not too long ago. So.
So yeah, that'd be cool. Justified. I
would
love to talk to Walter Goggins. But anyway, we're gonna be talking to Lucky Yates next week.
Man,
Krieger.
I want Mitch to be able to call in so that they could.
Oh
just
yeah, Mitch better
weird
be on.
Off.
I want Mitch to be on that show. We'll figure it out. Well, it's on the second hour, so maybe he'll be able to.
Maybe.
What do you want to go to next, Marie? Do you have something or?
I really wanted to do a Know Your Meme update.
Okay.
I had two that really kind of piqued my interest. I don't know if this is a bit or if I need a jingle. Like, Know Your Meme, it's an update. Know Your Meme. But
there it is. There's the jingle.
Yeah. So I guess I'll do the Sean Oakman tweets
Wait,
first.
It's a meme, right? Okay, hold on. I got it.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Fucking Kaleidopee in the fucking background.
I thought we retired that thing.
No, we're not. We're not
retiring the Kaleidopee?
We'll never retire it.
Oh, man. Otherwise, we lose a deposit.
This is Iggy Azalea freestyling, right, Marie? Is that the first one you're going
to
do?
No, the Sean Oakman one, which I'm going to need somebody to help me out with posting the pictures that I'm reading because I can't read and post. Know Your Meme is really awful about linkage. So the origin of this one starts out with Sean Oakman tweets refers to jokes on Twitter regarding intimidating size of the 6'9", 280-pound...
Holy shit!
Baylor's defensive end, Sean Oakman. Have you seen him before?
No, until... Oh, my God! Hold on.
He is the biggest mofo. He's the biggest mofo I've ever seen in my life. He is fucking terrifying.
Look at him.
Holy shit.
Look at this guy.
His shirt comes up to his second set of abs.
Brief set. How big is he?
6'9". 280 pounds.
6'9", 280?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking jacked.
Dude, he's going to be a beast in the NFL.
That's an inch taller than any standard door frame.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Better yet, no, what? You know what? No, this asshole isn't even going to play in the NFL. He's ended up like selling like car insurance or something.
Who knows? But right now he's playing for Baylor. And on January 1st, 2015, Twitter user Sam Garrison posted a photograph of Oakman standing on a football field accompanied by a caption joking that he ate 3 human beings and a honey bun for breakfast.
That's hilarious.
It's just funny because his stomach is sticking out, not because he has a gut, but because his shirt does not meet where his hips and pants should meet.
No, he has no body fat. He has zero body fat on him. He guy is fucking jacked.
Yeah, he's all muscle running around on that field.
And he can't be on steroids or anything because in college they test for that big time. I mean, maybe in the pros you would think steroids. So he's just a freak.
Yeah, that's 2 inches.
Oh, that's another picture of him. Look at the one that she posted of him.
Yeah, he just fucked that bitch.
So, of course, that goes viral, and people start retweeting that same picture on Twitter and recaptioning it. So, one was them imagining he was ordering something at Chipotle, and it says, Chipotle, guac is extra. Sean Oakman, it's not extra. Chipotle, never mind, you're right.
Yep.
Because that's exactly what would happen. I would shit my pants. I would shit my pants and be like, here's all the guac in the world. It's yours. Please leave. Here's another one that says, imagining him having a conversation with Liam Neeson from Taken. Liam Neeson, I don't know who you are, but I will find you and kill you. Sean, this is Sean Oakman. Liam Neeson, keeper.
He's fucking, I've never seen a human being. He looks like a cartoon character.
He can never get his shirts either straight or like fit him properly.
Nope.
No, they don't make them that big.
They don't. Cloyd Rivers, the guy that does the America jokes on Twitter, I follow him. He's hilarious. He retweeted the picture, imagining he was talking with ISIS,
death to America.
Sean Oakman, you love America.
God bless America, USA, USA, USA. USA. I get it.
So, we can keep going, but
teacher, let me make this one bigger.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to read.
Yeah, but teacher, I release you, not the bell.
Sorry.
Sean Oakman, what'd you say? Teacher, never mind, class over.
What I really want to see is I want a Photoshop of us and Sean Oakman, and I want to put it on Twitter, and I want the listeners to do it.
That's not Sean Oakman.
Next one. This one, iTunes. Do you accept the terms and conditions? Sean Oakman, no. iTunes, okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Fine. I'm sorry, Oakman.
All right. Now the next Know Your Meme, Marie, is the Iggy Azalea one. You want to set that one up, and I'll pull the video up.
Yes, please pull the video up because there is YouTube up there.
Tell me who that? Do that.
The next Know Your Meme that is trending is Iggy Azalea freestyling refers to a video.
Wait. This is a new one.
It's not super new.
But your segment though.
My segment.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno.
Oh my god.
I was going to do it no matter what. It's not my fault.
Yeah, exactly. No, this one is not new. It's actually something back from 2013 that just happened to resurface late in 2014.
It's her freestyling?
It's her freestyling on a radio station that was
Sway and Tech.
Sway.
In the morning.
Wow, that's already annoying. Yes, that's the radio station.
All right, yo, real quick, JB in LA, what you want to say to Iggy Azalea? Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, girl?
What up?
Your thing. I tell you, for all those people that think those are implants, we got a bunch of motherfuckers that need glasses or something.
Okay, you know, first off, I don't like the salty language you're using.
Her ass, though.
She's a lovely lady.
Dead ass, though.
This was on Shade 4-5. I think this was on,
yeah, they're on Sirius XM. Yeah. Right.
Ain't no secret. And I just want to say what's up to my boy, T.I. You know, we got much love for you on the West Coast, L.A. Cali style, baby.
Yeah. Check that.
Is this all these rap shows are on the morning? Are they just shout-outs? I'm being serious. I don't listen to them. It's just shout-outs?
The first 2 hours are, yes.
Okay.
Generally, yeah.
I got special love.
Yo, big up to my homie, the N-Dog up in prison. He's been doing up the big thing. All right, relax. We know. You know everybody on the street.
For the West Coast, too, because you know that's been my home for the last 3 years, and I'm never moving. So I got a lot of love for the West Coast.
Yeah, we're going to be out there. We're going to be out there next week.
I guess Miami, huh?
Before we continue going, can we just get a poll from our Hippo Juice peeps on do we like or dislike Iggy Azalea for real?
I put it in her mouth, but.
No, I mean her rapping stuff, like her music.
I like her. I don't mind her. I don't hate her.
It's terribly awesome.
It's okay.
Iggy is...
It's fine.
She aight.
It's the same vein as Nicki Minaj, I guess. Same shit.
Okay, so we're on the fence.
I mean, but I can tolerate
she knows what she's doing.
White booty more than I could.
Yeah, yeah. That ass, though.
That
she
ass.
She got a great ass.
Thank you. Yeah, man.
That's why we have a connection. That's our connection.
You want a freestyle?
Give us a hot 16.
Here we go.
Okay.
I cannot give you a hot 16 to this hood ass beat.
You don't like that one? You know. We'll find you a beat. We don't do this.
You do it over beat.
I'll find you a beat. You want to do it a cappella?
I got to give her this, though. She doesn't try to sound like, you know what I mean? Like when white people get around black people, they try to sound black.
No,
she's just like, whatever, I'm Australian.
Because she already has an accent.
Let's go a cappella. That's good. I like that. I'll hold your cup for you.
I'm about to tell you a little story.
Okay, good.
Oh, God. It's bad, huh? I heard it's bad.
Like
that. It's not good.
Oh, shit. We wouldn't know him, would we?
No, you wouldn't know. Of course not. You don't know anyone I date, boy.
Okay. Well, damn. I like this.
I'm very private.
Damn, Sway. You got to be
this a rap?
I don't know. Tip, how many spins you need? Tip, I mean, let's tell me what you need.
She's still needing spins.
Max me out, homie. Max me out.
And that was my 16. See how I just did you like that?
Damn, pause for a moment.
I'm going to need Deshaun to explain what the fuck she just said.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what that bitch said. What happened?
There's a lot of money. To make you tingly?
No, but tell me the story. I want to hear
it. All right, I'm going to tell you. Ready?
Go.
You got a house on the hill. Sits in the valley. Said he trying to move on with life, but he still want to be a good daddy. So I sit in a ride because I don't want us overlapping. She spending money on Mac. That's cute. I get checks from them in Paris. Better check my tax bracket. What you think was going to happen? Nagging. Now he's leaving. And y'all broke up like madmen. These exes excessively hating on the next bitch. She no housewife. Just desperate. I know you trying to let go, but accept it. Because the whole world is watching. And the paparazzi is flocking. And we fly shit when we drop in. And we shut down your party, man. His and her gold chains. Gold watches. Everything. His old girl. If she gone hate. And she gone have something to say. When I hop out his new whip. Fresh. Some new shit. Damn, she is too thick. Who is this? Yeah, I'm too thick.
Thing sucks. She's
talking about me.
I know. No way. Superman. Superman.
That wasn't good at all.
She nailed every stereotype she possibly could.
So that was released, and then on December 28th, 2014, celebrity news site That Grape Juice published an article.
That's my favorite celebrity news site. That Grape Juice.
That Grape Juice, though.
My favorite site.
Published a reaction of social media to the video featuring a compilation of Twitter users satirizing Azalea's choice of lyrics. Example below.
Morgan.
At Hella Rad Morgan. Iggy, do a freestyle. Iggy. Okay, all right. Iggy. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea, absorbent in yellow and porous as heat.
Okay, that's not a rap, baby.
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Kid?
Radio guy. Oh, okay, okay. Wait, hold on, hold on. Let me set this one up because this one I think I could actually do. Give me one second. It's one of my favorite bits, and I'm sad they're stealing it from me. Marie, do Baby D. Can you do the Baby D one, the second one? The Baby D one?
Yes.
Because I want to do the Sage one. Go ahead.
Ant, hey, Iggy, can you freestyle for us? Iggy, Ant, dot, 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 Iggy, dot, 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 Ant, dot, 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 Iggy. Boy toy named Troy used to lit. I think that got cut off. That was a really bad one.
Yeah,
what's going on right now? Yeah.
Okay, the next one, radio guy. Iggy, spit a freestyle. Okay.
Meltdown.
Meltdown.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Mail, motherfucker.
You see, Dutch, what social media is doing is they put Iggy on the spot, and they're calling out saying that Iggy just panicked and started saying nonsense.
Iggy, drop a freestyle. Iggy?
It's a pillow. It's a pet. It's a pillow pet.
Interviewer, Iggy, can you freestyle?
Clears throat. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Knees and toes. Can I say the N-word, mate? So we agree she's really good?
Super good.
Okay.
She's super duper good.
That booty dough.
And that was your segment from knowyourmeme.com.
Oh, segment's over?
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. God. You're going surfing on the internet.
So we end a segment with the segment starting music?
No, yeah. What you should do is have it play in reverse.
Yeah.
No, it's boring that way.
You don't know that.
You just took a spin on the internet.
Yes.
Speaking of bits, a Florida man.
Oh, yes.
Hold on.
No. Sean, come on.
Everyone from Florida.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
I thought we voted on this.
That was last year.
I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Go ahead.
The 50-year-old was wearing a shirt that read, "Who needs drugs?" in big letters. With, "Seriously, I have drugs," in small letters underneath, when cops allegedly found him with a bag containing, guess what?
Meth.
Drugs in a Kmart in Hudson, Florida.
Now, hold up.
The most amazing part is there's still the Kmart that's open.
Hold up now, Sean. Do you not have that same exact shirt?
The same...
Sean has this guy's shirt.
Exact shirt.
It's a great shirt.
Now, what kind of drugs did they find?
The ironic arrest occurred after a Pasco County Sheriff's deputy allegedly saw bomber attempt
Tabasco
pass.
County Sheriff?
Tabasco County Sheriff's deputy allegedly saw a bomber attempt to pass a plastic bag containing pot and meth to another customer on the checkout line.
Pot and meth. The guy wanted to do both, like, at the same time?
When that person didn't take the bag, really. Police said Balmer walked to another register where he allegedly placed the drug-filled baggie on the ground. Balmer returned...
On the ground?
He threw it on the ground!
Balmer returned to pay for his items, but store employees informed officers about the bag. The officers picked up the bag and discovered the drugs. And he was charged with...
Who was surprised?
One count
of... I suck guys off in the corner for crystal meth.
Why'd you add that to the story, Sean?
Balmer was arrested on one count of possession of crystal meth and one count
of a hilarious shirt.
Possession of marijuana. There's a long line of suspects busted while dressed in incriminating t-shirts in November.
Now, Sean?
A Kentucky woman was arrested for possessing meth while wearing a shirt that said, "I love crystal meth."
Sean... Now you have
She's not a liar.
You have this shirt. Who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs.
Right.
Have you ever gotten questioned or stopped while wearing said shirt?
No.
Did you have drugs while wearing said
Probably.
Shirt?
Probably.
Yes.
Well, then that's on the cops.
That's on them. That's,
that's on them.
Well, they're probably thinking work. Like, there's no one dumb enough to actually wear that shirt and have drugs.
It's actually
on
a brilliant disguise.
In October,
hiding in plain sight.
I think you mean Rocktober.
David Daly of 20 of Cape Coral, Florida, was busted for possessing less than 20 grams of marijuana while wearing a shirt that said, "Go directly to jail."
Oh, God.
A phrase made popular by
Monopoly.
If you've been living under a rock for your whole life. And new listeners.
Now, what is Monopoly?
It's the worst game of all time.
I hated Monopoly. Game. I hated it so much. It was the fucking
Is there a worse board game?
No, because it's like, all the fun of real estate in a board game. No. Because
it never actually... ends, like, because everybody's just final, and every comedian's been saying this for years, but like at a certain point you're like, okay, he wins, we're done. Like, nobody flips the board or anything, but, like, you're like, okay, he owns
the board,
75%
flipped.
Of the whole board, we're done. And then the game just ends.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say, like, I've played a ton of games of Monopoly, but I've never actually finished it with, like, a whole crowd.
I've never finished it once.
Uh-uh. Yeah. Except maybe, like, when you play, like, a computer online.
Why would you go online and play Monopoly for fun?
That is weird, yeah.
To kill time? Because it uses no bandwidth, so it doesn't lag.
So like the only solitaire. Games, the only games you can play over there that at Hoop the place you live in is online Monopoly
sounds and like solitaire. Do you have dial up? Like, how are you even able to connect to the show?
Are you even here right now? Are you a ghost?
Is this real life?
Is this just fantasy?
What's going on?
Woman's new driver's license claims she lives in Eat Ass.
Is this also a Florida story? I'm not going to replay it.
Yes, it's a Florida story.
I already introed the
thing. A woman in Florida was quite surprised to receive her driver's license. No, it says driving license in the mail, which seemed to believe her current address was, and it says here, Eat Ass. Let me post a picture of the Eat Ass photo for everyone to see. There you go. According to the woman, and we're just going to have to take her word on it.
Inglewood, up to no good.
She does not live in Eat Ass.
How do you know?
While there are a range of filthy places names in existence, Eat Ass doesn't seem to be a real place at all. A word of advice, do not Google it to find out.
So I mean, she's a safe driver.
Only if you're over 18 should you Google Eat Ass.
So what happened here? How did it even get to her? The Florida Department of Motor Vehicles isn't sure what went down, but they told NBC that they are looking into it.
Uh-huh. I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're spending time looking into why one of their employees just typed eat ass.
All their manpower. They have Tommy Lee Jones
from
The Fugitive.
Everything you're doing, somebody, assumingly with 3-inch long nails, typed eat ass on someone else's driver's license.
The Department of Highway Safety Motor Vehicles has numerous safeguards in place when customers conduct business with us to ensure the accuracy and integrity of I've never seen them. Of information provided to us.
Whenever I think of integrity, I think of the DMV.
Me too. We have opened an investigation. I'm sure they have a crack team.
I'm sure it'll be solved in 2 days. Yep. No cold case files for this mystery.
To determine who misinformation was provided. Using false information related to... Using false information related to a Florida driver's license or ID card is a crime and subject to applicable penalties of the law.
So you're saying this DMV person will be arrested once found for writing eat ass on someone else's license?
We have already reissued the customer driver's license at no cost. How nice of them!
Oh, but now it says eat bunghole.
Yeah, but they had to still show up to the DMV. They couldn't just mail it to her.
Right.
I'd keep this. I would never give it back.
Mm-mm. No. It's awesome. It's the best damn license I've ever seen.
Somebody just farting around probably did it and didn't realize it actually printed or some horseshit like that.
If someone else didn't complain, they would have had that for 8 years.
So this wasn't like an acronym or like a typo. They just typed eat ass.
Did she actually go to the DMV or is this one of those ones where you mail it in?
Oh, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Because maybe she was a bitch to the lady behind the counter at the DMV.
Right.
And
well,
she's
in all
like,
fairness, they're bitches to you.
Well, I guess since she received it in the mail, that wouldn't make any sense if she had gone to the DMV. Because
right.
They do it right there for you.
I didn't hear the mail part.
Yeah. So I guess maybe she typed it herself and no one checked. I don't know if it's automated or not.
Or maybe she was hot at the DMV and the guy was trying to hit on her.
I want to eat that ass.
Eat that ass. I like that it's supposed to be the street, but she didn't even put a number in front of it.
Now, who wants to go for the hat trick on Florida stories here? Because this is my favorite one so far.
The hat trick?
Sure.
Yeah, hat trick means three. Sean gets it because he's
talking. No, I don't get it. Explain. I don't get the reference.
See, because we did two Florida stories, and a third Florida story would be the hat trick.
What's the hat trick?
Right. If you get three goals in one game.
It's a hockey reference, Murray.
Whoa, that's loud.
Holy Christ. Oh, the Titanic. Apparently, we have
my goal horn for hockey, and wow,
somebody from
loud.
The Titanic is on the show.
So, wait. Are we going to do a third one now? We're going to go for the hat trick?
To avoid marrying same-sex couples.
Yes!
14 Florida counties stopped all courthouse weddings.
What?
What?
Gay marriage passed in is now legal in Florida as of 2 days ago. And 14 counties decided that since they are against gay marriages, Well, let me read the story. Generally, when a couple heads to their local courthouse or county clerk's office, they can both receive a marriage license and have their marriage officiated. And if you use the bathrooms, get hepatitis. This is no longer true.
That's half, like 70, maybe 68% true.
Okay. This is no longer true in 14 Florida counties that have changed their policies, anticipating an arrival of gay marriage equality this week. Clerks in those counties have offered various justifications to the Tampa Bay Times for ending their courthouse wedding services, including cramped offices, staff limitations, and shrinking budgets.
But the offices were fine when heterosexuals were married.
I promise you it gets better. Others admit that the same-sex marriage was a contributing factor. Pasco County Clerk of Courts.
Woo! Tabasco County?
Yep. Paula O'Neill said the most of her staff were uncomfortable officiating same-sex weddings.
Why?
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
And ending the practice was the only way to avoid discriminating or transferring them all to different departments.
Why would they have discriminated against anyone? What was happening?
Okaloosa County.
Just do your fucking paperwork.
Right? Thank you. I agree with you. Hold on. I'm just going to read the story. You guys add the editorial. Okaloosa County Clerk J.D. Peacock, that is a real name.
The second. J.D. Peacock the second. His dad is J.D. Peacock.
Hey.
Yes.
J.D. was my father.
That's right.
It told.
What we have here in Palouse County
is this J.D. Peacock?
Oh, him, the Flash.
Oh, God, we have J.D. Peacock.
Nah, I've been serving this county for some amount of year, and for this to come into fruition, it's just a sad state of affairs here in the great state of Florida.
So, Mr. Peacock, you believe that gays don't have the right to be married, so that's why you guys are shutting shit down, or what's going on?
Well, it says so in the Bible. It says Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
That's true. It does say that, or it doesn't say that in the Bible.
Is he watching Star Trek?
So,
why is he doing Shatner?
Did you shut down all services in the county, or like, is there a declared holiday? What's going on? What's going on in the building?
All clerk members were asked to go home, and there was paid leave, so they used a PTO day.
Is this indefinitely, or are you trying to overturn what had passed in Florida?
Oh, we're going to just play it by ear. See, right now, we got to have it for the week and see where it goes from there.
So you're just not going to work for a week?
That's a lot of people not getting paychecks.
Now, how many days are in a week? Because I was confused by this last story I read.
Yeah, the muscle guys.
It's 8, right?
Figure that one out.
It's 8? Okay, back to the story.
Sunday to Sunday or Sunday to Saturday? I still don't know.
Peacock II actually told the staff in a memo, "I do not want to have members of our team put in a situation which presents a conflict between their personal and religious beliefs and the implementation of a contentious societal philosophy change." Here's the problem with that. When you work for the government, you are working for a separation of church and state. So therefore, you are working in a place where your religious beliefs don't fucking matter. You do your fucking job.
It doesn't matter.
As attributed by the law. Or go fuck yourself and work in the private sector where they give a shit about that.
Yeah. Is the Supreme Court like getting involved? Not Supreme Court, but you know what I mean, like the state Supreme Court getting involved in this?
Not yet.
Joe Jervis points out, almost all of the counties that have ended the practice are traditionally more conservative panhandle region of Florida. Couples of any gender seeking to wed in those counties will have to find another officiating willing to be able to marry them. It is unclear what will be expected to do if they can't find an alternative.
Will they just go to a different
county? I will offer up my services because I am a member of the Life Church of Modesto, California, and I can practice in Florida.
Nice.
Dutch will gay marry you. Thank you, Dutch.
That's fantastic.
I will gay marry you.
Dutch giving out gay marriages for all.
I want to gay marry people. Let's go.
Dutch Van Wingerden. Let's all putting gay out marry for people. The gays.
Yeah, wait, huh?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Put it on some shirts. Put his picture on it. And put Joel Van Wingerden putting out for the gays and put his phone number on it.
Can we reword it?
And then on the back of the shirt, say, no, seriously, he puts out.
It has to be the way that John said
that's,
it.
That.
Thank you, John. No.
John, you're a genius. We're going to make so much money off of this.
All right, we're already sending it to print. Don't worry. The shirts will be ordered.
And Kevin's got them up for sale.
Yep.
Thank you, Kevin.
No.
No, don't do that.
Don't. Well, it's going to happen.
John, do it.
Put it on Sazzle.
Just sent.
Thank you.
Surprise sides. Tooth.
Surprise!
A tooth was found in a McDonald's Happy Meal.
In Japan.
A tooth?
In Japan?
A human tooth?
McDonald's,
a human tooth.
Let me read. Mm-hmm. McDonald's Japan official bows in apology.
Oh, yes, so sorry.
Oh, hello.
Oh, God. For the tooth and plastic found in his fries.
Now, we are so sorry. Fries. We are so sorry.
Was this made by Fu Shu?
No, I do not put my name and Rabel on that trademark.
Rabel. McDonald's Corporation officials in Japan bowed deeply, which is, they didn't bow half-assed. They bowed deeply. It was a deep-ass bow.
So sorry.
Wednesday to apologize for a human tooth, plastic pieces, and other objects found in Burger King chain's food.
That's too many things.
Highlighting,
was it Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's. Burger chain.
Not Burger King.
Highlighted how consumers here are both loving and hating the popular fast food eatery.
I'm loving it. Did you see that pun? That was...
All right.
Is it... Okay, now, off topic. Are they really getting rid of the Big Mac, or is that just bullshit?
No, they're really getting rid of it.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too. What the hell?
Mac sauce is disgusting.
Guys, it was like a onion thing.
No, it's real. They're doing it.
No, like they have like chopped onions.
Fucking Snopes that shit.
Snope it quick.
Snopes that shit.
I did it earlier this week. It's just fake.
Well, then why didn't you tell me?
I just did.
No,
why didn't you tell me earlier? I was panicking about it.
I thought you were smart enough to know what
you don't
was
know that I panic about all fast food restaurants and if
you
or if not they're
going to
get rid of things on their menu that are staples that have been there forever. This gives me anxiety, Dutch.
Everybody panic!
The Big Mac has been the number one super value
Big Mac's
meal
going nowhere.
For years.
Big Mac's
when was the last time you ate McDonald's?
A really, really, really long time.
A week or two ago.
Yeah, probably a couple weeks ago.
And shut your face.
I haven't actually ordered a Big Mac in years, but I liked it's still going to be there number one on the menu, just in case.
I was at a Burger King the other day, and they have their Big King is back. It's like your grandparents.
It's like, you know, even though you don't see them, you just like knowing that it's there.
And the ham.
You're not allowed to get rid of menu items. You can add to menus, but you're not allowed to get rid of menu items unless you're planning on bringing it back.
What if it's seasonal, like the McRib?
That's fine.
Okay.
Because then it goes and comes. But you still know it's going to come back.
Or the Shamrock Shake.
It builds up anticipation again, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's fake. It's still, it's staying.
Everyone calm down.
Legit, not
all right. Apple pie.
Back to the tooth, highlighting how consumers are here both living and hating the popular fast food eatery, and pointing out that the writer of the story is an 80-year-old man. The hubbub over objects turning into the food comes on the heels of a different kind of problem at the popular chain: a lack of fries stemming from a shortage set off by labor disputes.
No,
on the U.S. West Coast last year, McDonald's in China and Japan, along with the fast food brands, were hit by a scandal over expired meats.
Hold on, I've never been to Japan, but I do know that they have some odd delicacies that aren't common in America. Is human teeth a delicacy?
No.
Not positive.
Are you sure?
No.
Have you checked?
It's not.
Snopes.
No, it is a dolphin teeth.
In the recent cases, a child's mouth was injured by a piece of plastic in an ice cream sundae.
Oh, shit.
In December, the fragment had fallen into the dispenser while being assembled, according to McDonald's. In another case, a customer who bought a Big Mac set in August last year found a tooth in his fries.
It's a gift.
McDonald's says none of his employees had lost a tooth, and there were no signs of tooth had been fried.
It's a nice thing to do because then you don't have to lose a tooth, but you can still put a tooth under your pillow and get some fucking money from that goddamn tooth fairy that stops coming around after you're an adult.
Marie. Do you not know how that works yet?
I think your parents... don't tell her?
I don't know about all you guys, but I've been stealing other people's teeth for years, and I still find money under my pillow.
She'll have a major
look at how
outlet.
Cute that Pikachu is on that fry thing. No, stop putting the sexy girls in Ronald McDonald outfits. I'm going to have bad boners later. It's bad.
Greasy, greasy boners.
So greasy boners.
Fiend is so small.
Jerking off while eating french fries.
All right.
Great. Now I want McDonald's.
Have you guys found any like gross shit in your food ever? Like either whether it be at a restaurant or like a fast food place?
Yeah. One time we found a really long woman's hair baked into the cake that we ordered for dessert.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It was it was in the middle of the cake. It wasn't falling on top. It was in the middle.
I remember one time I ordered a cheeseburger with no pickles, and there was pickles underneath the cheese.
Oh my God. Did you murder the place? Did you shoot it up? Did you set it on fire? Did you do something to everybody there?
Oh, but I pouted for a long time.
Fucking assholes. One day how goddamn dare they? John.
One day I found Arby's meat in my Arby's sandwich.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It was disgusting.
What did you do?
I threw it away immediately.
Did you complain to Arby's?
Yes.
What did they say?
This is disgusting. And they said, sir, you were eating at Arby's. And I go, seriously, you put Arby's meat? Don't you realize this isn't really food? And they got mad at me.
How dare they be indignant?
It was disgusting.
I love me some Arby's.
I hate Arby's. It gave me food poisoning.
I do like Arby's too.
I love it.
It always takes one time and then you never go back.
It's true. It only takes one tooth.
I hadn't been to Taco Bell for about 7 to 8 years up until recently because I got sick from there once.
Oh, okay. I was going to say if you got sick. Yeah, well, we were actually talking the other day about how you could be so full, like mind-blowingly full, and someone will be like, Taco Bell? And all of us would be like, yeah, just pick me up one burrito. No, two burritos. No, okay. Do they sell the cheesy stuff?
Get the 12-pack. Just get the 12 taco pack.
Yeah.
Maul says, I found an insect leg in my garlic bread once.
An insect leg?
Mm-hmm. Where are you getting garlic bread from a fucking fast food joint?
You're worried about? Not the insect leg in it?
No.
Yeah, he's like, where can I get drive up garlic bread? Fazoli's has it.
Fuck's a Fazoli?
What kind of Fazoli's?
No.
No, I don't know what it is either.
You guys don't have it out there?
No.
What is it?
What are you, queer?
Yes, you're right.
Yes, he is.
Drive through Italian food. It makes me that I like
Dutch. It's a little queer.
Wait, what kind of insect leg was in the garlic?
A spider leg.
You don't just say insect leg. I'm thinking like
roach. Roach.
It has to be
probably
something
roach leg.
Easily identifiable, because otherwise, how would you be like, yes, totally an insect leg and not some other weird thing?
Yeah, if it's like a tarantula leg, like with the hairs on it and everything.
Oh my
God!
It's so hairy, large. Ugh.
Did you bite into it, Maul? Call in 954-573-2780.
Maul never calls in. You're wasting your time.
No, don't call in because I don't want to throw up. I'm already nauseous thinking about an insect.
Please call in and make me throw up.
No. Wait, maybe it was tasty. Was it tasty?
Call in with your gross things you found in your food.
No, don't do that.
One time, I went to a Bahama Breeze restaurant when I was younger in Sawgrass Mills Mall down South Florida, and I ordered a drink, and the drink had a whole crap ton of ice, but the ice wasn't moving, and it was weirdly shaped.
There was a shot glass in it.
There was a shot glass embedded into the cup. It was stuck.
I don't know. How does that happen?
I don't even know. It was one of those narrow glasses, so a shot glass must have fallen in there, and it got stuck, and I guess the dishwasher heat like impacted it into the other one, and somehow they didn't notice it, and they still put ice and a drink in it, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I had somebody's plastic glove in my drink one time. When they're handling the food, they got those stupid slip-on plastic gloves, and I guess someone must have thrown it, and it landed in the top of like that drink dispenser, and I threw up.
At her school lunch, she had one of those fruit cocktails from Del Monte, and there was broken glass in it. She took pictures, sent it to Del Monte, and they didn't do anything about it because she didn't ingest the glass. She just found the glass in the fruit cup.
It's just glass.
Like there were shards of glass in like one of those small little like.
But she didn't complain good enough then, because it's glass.
That's why you gotta say I swallowed this.
Yeah, she should lie.
My mom doesn't. My mom's not a liar.
Oh,
is that why you can't show your tattoo?
Yeah.
What's this other raw story that you just sent me about health officials in Disneyland say visitors may be at risk in California for a measles outbreak?
Oh, gross. No.
Don't. There's a roach leg in shrimp.
Okay, I wasn't looking in the chat, and now I'm not going to look because I don't want to look at whatever you guys just got grossed out.
Just keep hitting Z and enter.
She said it looked just like this, except it was in my garlic bread.
We're all admins, so we can delete it out. Shit. You don't have
don't
to,
you don't do have it.
To press Z.
Yeah, but it's funny when you use Z enter, Z enter, Z.
No, John, it's not funny.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's hilarious. All right,
Maul, I got to... So, you know what? This grosses me out. I'm sorry, Maul. I got to take that down.
Yes, please.
All right. Yeah, apparently
sorry, Maul,
because people don't believe in vaccinations, measles is making a big old comeback.
Why not? Why wouldn't I share it? So I'm many infographs.
What's next? Mumps?
Well, here's the problem. Now in Disneyland, visitors may be at risk.
Of measles.
Of measles.
9 cases of measles have been confirmed in people who visited Disneyland or its adjacent California Adventure Park in late... No one visits the California Adventure Park. Aww. Late in December, state officials... See, Sean knows. Sean knows. Mm-hmm. State officials said on Wednesday...
Why would you? Just go up to Knott's Berry and say, fuck it. It's not... It's better.
Knott's Berry what? That's going to work here.
Not going to work here.
Anyway, urging everyone who may have been exposed to contact a doctor. All 9 of the confirmed cases are in people who visited at least one of the 2 amusement parks in Anaheim between December 15th and December 20th. Ron Chapman, director of California Department of Public Health.
Now, I always thought measles was a really cute name for a disease.
That's why it's at Disney.
It's a weasel measles.
Like Weasel the Weasel will be the name of
the Disney. Hi there. Park. Welcome to Disney. I am Weasel the Measle.
Okay. Oh, hi, Weasel Measle.
Hi, Mickey.
Did anyone
until
else
I was like, until I was like 14, I thought you got measles from weasels because my brother's a liar.
Wait a minute.
My brother's a liar is the best explanation because my brother's a liar.
Joel, did you have to alter your life in any way to avoid weasels? Because of what your brother was saying?
I never came in contact with them, but if I ever saw one, I'd be like, no, I'm not getting anything. I don't want to get measles.
You're moron. And, you're just
and when did you realize? What happened?
When I read a book and they talked about measles and I didn't find anything in there about weasels.
It's starting to piece together.
Oh, I'm figuring this out.
Maybe it's in like a secondary book.
I always thought mumps was a really cool like disease name. Mumps?
Measles and mumps.
Mumps.
So, as a child, were you just focusing on the names of the diseases?
I just thought mumps is something a camel gets.
No, I was also lied to and was told that you get mumps from camel humps.
You see,
measles are from weasels and mumps are from camel humps.
I was lying about that, but I'm not.
Which brother was lying to you?
Aaron.
What an
Aaron's
asshole.
Aaron's an asshole.
Actually, no, it was Jake. He was my oldest brother.
Oh, okay.
He was an ass.
Joke's on him. I gave him AIDS later.
My brother Jake used to do things like he would go up to like one of my younger brothers, Greg, when he was like 3 or 4 and just go up and be like and point directly at his face and go, cry. And he'd start crying and then he'd walk away.
That's why? Hysterical. I wish I had somebody that would have done that. I would have done it more often.
My brothers were dicks.
If you're the older ones, that's what you get to be. You get to be the dick.
Yes, sir, yeah.
You turned out okay.
No, so,
I'm not okay. I'm very damaged.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty damaged.
Yeah, you fuck him up along the way.
He's fucked up like nobody's business.
The problem is I treated my younger brothers the exact same way they treated me because I didn't know any better.
Right, and then you fuck up a whole new generation after you. It's fucking great. Like exactly. I was like, let's ruin these kids. So
poison
they can
the
ruin.
Well.
Yeah.
Poison the well, exactly.
So I wonder if Disney's going to start profiling people's sickness levels before going into the park. So that you
need to profile the brothers so they don't lie to people.
I'm Hazmatty the raccoon. Come here. Take a chemical shower before going out to Space Mountain.
It's right before the ticketing booth, but right after we search your purses for guns.
Mm-hmm. I hate that stupid fucking searching purses when you go into Disney.
Yeah, well, at least they don't make you put your purses in lockers. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like... It is my choice if I want to lose my purse on a loop-de-loop ride. It's not yours.
She's right.
But I need to make somebody. A button for either white person problems or rich people person problems.
Yep.
Or white rich people problems.
Well, speaking of white rich people problems, the owner of a Delray Beach, Florida reptile shop has been arrested on a battery and cruelty to animals charges on Monday after he allegedly struck employees with a live lizard.
From his pants?
It was a bearded dragon. It was a bearded dragon.
I want to know.
You want to know what a bearded dragon looks like?
No, I want to know.
I'll show you what a bearded dragon looks like. No, that's really the
I want to know how the situation escalated to a point where the owner picked up a bearded dragon and smacked someone else across the face.
I'm telling you, it's less than 400 snakes.
Oh, better. They're still fighting about that?
It's better than that.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it smells no more or no less than 400 snakes in here.
Yeah.
According to the
Broward... You stay right here. I'm going to go get my bearded dragon. Yeah. Smack you right in the face, bitch.
No, you guys are missing out because it's not even that.
Go ahead, read it.
According to the Broward Palm Beach News Times, 40-year-old Ben Siegel put a bearded dragon into his mouth and began to strike employees with it. The incident was recorded on store surveillance cameras. No.
Please tell me this video.
Where is it? Where is it? I don't know. There's no video. I'm not looking. I'm not seeing it.
Siegel then reportedly threw the lizard into the air and swung it around several times.
Oh my God!
Helicopter dragon lizard!
The defendant did unnecessarily torment the animal, handling the animal in a cruel and or inhumane manner.
It may have
forgot the animal. What are the people he's hitting with it?
It may have been necessary.
And intentionally committed an act to the animal which results in excessive and repeated infliction of unnecessary pain or suffering to the animal, said the report.
We do not know the other half of the story yet. You don't know if it was unnecessary.
This is the most wordy cop ever. What is he, like fucking paperwork?
What do you think the bearded dragon did?
No, it's not about the bearded dragon. It's what the other employees did that pissed off the owner, to which he had to lift a bearded dragon, insert the tail into his mouth, fling it around like a little kid shakes a balloon, and then smack people in the face with it.
Oh, wait a second.
Look at this. Is not the first. Is that what you're going to read?
This is not the first time Siegel and his shop have been in the news. In 2012, a 32-year-old man collapsed and died after competing in a roach-eating contest at Siegel's store as part of a contest to win a female.
Are they also a radio station? Like, what the fuck's going on there?
Come on down to our fucking store and eat these roaches.
Get hit with bearded dragons and eat roaches.
I just pulled it up. Florida man dies after roach-eating contest. This is 2012. A 32-year-old man died suddenly after entering a roach and worm-eating contest in Deerfield Beach, Florida, according to the Sun Sentinel. Edward Archibald of West Palm Beach collapsed outside the reptile shop that held the contest after he began to vomit uncontrollably. An exact cause of death is yet to be determined. Well, let me guess what it is. Archibald was vying to win a female ivory ball python from Ben Siegel's reptile store in Deerfield Beach. Witness described him in the Sun Sentinel as being the life of the party as he stuffed a handful of bugs into his mouth and ate them. He was competing against 30 other contestants. 30 other contestants?
30 other people?
For a fucking snake?
I hate my state. Store owner Ben Siegel.
No. You hate your county. I hate my county.
Ugh. Store owner Beanie Siegel over here organized a contest, said that the roaches and worms the store used were safe. They're all captive bred bugs. They breed in sterile conditions, he said. They're not bugs we go catch. They're bred for exotic pet feed, and they're completely safe. Yes, Marie?
I can totally understand where all the drug stories come from, because I understand drugs are addictive and people love drugs.
Yeah.
Love them.
Go on.
I do not know where to begin with this story.
Might have been
cocaine.
Drugs.
You might want to try start with cocaine.
I don't know why people would try to eat bugs to win a snake. I don't know how... I don't know how the advertising went that enticed people to come into the store. I don't know what other kind of marketing tactics this reptile store has to get... What is happening? And is it a popular reptile store, or is it you like running out of business and you have to come up with, you know, ideas like this? Like, come eat some bugs and get some free shit.
Here's what you
Siegel do. Called 911. Sorry, go ahead.
You get a van, and then you hire two guys to get in the van with then maybe like a somewhat attractive chick, maybe a 6.5 or a 7. Then you drive around town and you pull over in front of a pet shop.
Uh-huh.
And you just start playing loud, obnoxious music and handing out shit. People come and they'll do whatever you want.
Oh, because of the music.
Right.
And the semi-attractive girls.
The semi-attractive girl and then the two douchebags that are standing there with their hacky jokes. It's a good time.
I love when they do live remotes.
I love contests and I love being, you know, better than everyone else. And I love winning free shit. So
hey, okay. I have video of this story, by the way.
No, you don't.
Yes, I did.
Where is it?
Yeah, just put it in the chat room.
Yes, NBC Miami. I love him.
It doesn't show him smacking, but it has him getting berated by the judge. I think the audio might be good.
Okay,
go ahead.
Check it out. I'm about to pull it up here.
I hope it sheds light onto what the other people did that made this guy so crazy that he had to smack him with a bearded dragon.
The judge goes into detail of exactly what he was doing as well.
Oh, thank God. So. I love detail.
If there's anything I've known about you in the last 7 years, Marie, it's been that you are a big fan of detail.
Huge fan. John.
New at 6.
You're going to have to go to the store.
You don't hear every day. A reptile shop owner arrested for allegedly abusing a bearded dragon.
Yeah, 6 reporter Steve Litz is in Deerfield Beach with the disturbing details. Ben Siegel's Reptile Store sells frogs, spiders, and other exotic animals. It's pretty popular for people who own reptiles
This
part of the region. Well, tonight, the owner of the store is accused of abusing one of those creatures.
Mr. Siegel, good seeing you again, sir.
Ben Siegel, famous for owning this reptile store in Deerfield Beach.
Judge doesn't have to be
tonight,
smug.
Infamous for allegedly mistreating a lizard like this one, called a bearded dragon.
Like this one, but not this one.
And when Siegel told the bond court judge he was spooked with the deputy standing right by his side?
I ordered that deputy to be standing exactly where he's standing. That's his job. So don't hold it against the deputy. I order that.
On Friday, inside his store on Hillsborough Boulevard, police say Siegel put a bearded dragon in his mouth, tormented it, and also this.
Throwing the animal up in the air, swinging the animal in the air multiple times.
Like, you just don't care.
Striking the victims with the bearded dragon multiple times.
Siegel's store was in the news back in 2012.
So I misunderstood, because I thought that he was punishing somebody else in the store with the dragon as the tool. But it sounds like he was punishing the dragon. And just people, people just got in the way.
Let's be honest here. What did the bearded dragon say? I mean, let's be all in context here.
He probably called his mama fat.
Yeah.
Just a fat?
Oh, fat.
No, you're like, your mama's so fat, you know.
We all know reptiles can't talk.
They can hiss.
I don't know. I've seen plenty of Disney videos that say otherwise.
Yeah.
Were they documentaries?
He hosted a cockroach eating contest.
I mean,
with the winner, Edward Archbold, choking to death, according to investigators. Martin Vasquez bought these worms today to feed his bearded dragon.
Snakes.
He's been a regular customer for years, and he knows Siegel.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like him to me. I would have to see it. I wouldn't believe it. Like, somebody came up to me and told me that.
Tonight, Siegel faces several criminal charges.
Is this guy, like, is this reporter, like, the voiceover for Speaking Spells?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, he's got that weird tone.
For Apple.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like Siegel to me. I mean, I've never seen him sling around a bearded dragon in his mouth.
B is for bicycle.
Including battery for allegedly smacking people with the bearded dragon. Ben Siegel has been out of jail on bond, connected to previous battery charges. But because of this incident, the judge revoked that bond. And tonight, Siegel is in jail on no.
One second. Why are they advertising the man's store for him? They're standing right in front of the van.
That's
He was arrested on his way out. Can you guys from the news just stand right here in front of my van, please?
Yep.
All right, John, go to that store.
Take some pictures.
And go eat a bearded dragon.
No.
Wait, what's the name of the place called again?
Reptiles.
Reptiles?
It's just called Reptiles?
So what you got to do is go in there and start testing out their bearded dragons to see the weight balance of how good it is to swing one.
Right.
Do you still have your devil sticks?
Why are we going to ask
Take
that?
Them with you. Take them with you, but use the bearded dragon as, like, flip it around. Like, do tricks with it.
I got to go look, but I think I might still have
them. Oh, devil stick lizard, that'd be great.
That would be
I mean, you'll get arrested for it, but that'd
be
great.
But it would be hilarious.
No, don't.
If we can get you, if we can get you to be one of our Florida stories on the next week's show.
That would be amazing.
Oh, God.
That would launch us into fandom.
Do not let them peer pressure you. You can still do the bit where you just ask questions and confuse the people. You don't actually have to abuse an animal.
Or you can throw fushigi balls at lizards.
Please,
what do you prefer?
Please don't abuse animals.
Well, if you remember, I purchased and then returned the fushigi balls. I never actually kept them.
Right, because they weren't magic.
No,
that's
they weren't.
Right, you did get that. I remember us being like mad at you when you got those.
Yes.
What do you mean they weren't magic?
We were just mad. We're just like, why would you do that?
Yes, we were all very upset that John wasted money on fushigi balls.
I didn't waste it. I got it back.
Exactly, because we yelled at you.
And we got good radio of it. So.
John, if we didn't yell at you, I think that you would still have them.
You would still have them, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
John is a reason why advertisement works.
True. He's the guy that would start eating worms because music was playing loudly and a six was telling him to go into the store.
No, I wouldn't be. No way.
No way.
For a fucking snake?
Slither little snake.
Slither little snake.
That is snake. Don't play it.
Nah. We only got a minute left anyways.
Yeah, actually, do you have any... Now we have a hard ad anymore. Now the Rep decided to take our sponsor and bolt.
Oh, we're not going to get yelled at? We're not going to get yelled at or have our chat embedded by...
Hey, Dutch, you still want to do a crossover?
Yeah, Dutch.
I tried.
We never got to do a crossover.
Let's crossover.
Look, the Red Show left. I mean, you know, whatever. Hey, good for them. They are doing their own thing. I still support the guys I know, you know.
Yeah.
Did they leave because of us?
No hard feelings towards the Red Show. I still like the guys.
No, I like them, except for that text guy. That guy's a fucking...
No, we're going to get... We'll try you off.
Very dumb.
Stupid.
They had their own setup that they'd been working on, and they were ready to go. Don't worry.
They left amicably. We love the dudes. I mean,
diplomatic community.
We're still friends.
More like Joel Man Wingerden.
Man, with one of us, you mess with all of us.
You're going down, Van Wingerden.
Let's see.
John Billy is Jay's the lizard
so
king.
So mainstream. I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
No, I said Maul. John is the lizard king. He can do anything.
Tattoo for Jesus on your dick?
Not now, Chief. In the fucking zone.
What if we like kept going for like another like 3 minutes?
Oh, I'm
just
so hungry though.
I know, but
monster tits would be epic.
What?
You should have gotten a tattoo of two giant tits on your chest so you can jerk off to them in a mirror.
What the fuck?
Why not?
All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we went over a minute. That's
a
good
bag
enough,
of dicks
right?
is hilarious. A bag of vaginas is morbid.
I had a lot of fun.
You know what this means? We may be doing boner shows in the future.
Boner shows maybe happen. When I'm not sick, maybe we'll do some boner shows.
Yeah, when I'm not hungry.
Don't forget, next Wednesday, Lucky Yates, voice of Krieger, will be on the show. We're going to be interviewing him, so make sure you stay tuned for that.
Lucky Yates.
Boop. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Dutch and Royce, Tuesday. Tomorrow, Cousin Joe, make sure you listen to him. All right, guys? Yes. And don't forget, MLRI 3 is coming up. More stuff's coming up soon. We'll let you know.
Woo!
All right, guys. We're out.
I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your choice.